Good morning. We'd like to welcome everybody to the Southside Church of Christ. We're very happy to see everybody this morning. Before we begin with this morning's worship, we have a few announcements. This morning, opening prayer will be by Brother Gary McCauley, and closing prayer will be by Brother Dale Clark. For our shut-ins and illnesses, please remember Connie Jackson, who's over in Magnolia Village, Faye Tompkins, who's also over in Magnolia Village, Christine Hollett, I've been told, is now home and I believe still recovering. Lori Rich is going to have her doctor's appointment tomorrow in Nashville, so please keep her in your prayers. And one of Bobby's brothers, Lloyd Blair, is in Greenwood Rehab, so please keep him in your prayers also. For our other requests, there is a new list on the bulletin board for the cleaning roster for 2018. So if you have a moment, please stop by and look at the roster, and if you're able to, fill in one of the blanks to come and clean the building. And then lastly, there's a letter for Ann Hill in the entrance. When you go by, please sign that. And if anybody else has any more announcements before we begin? No? Thank you.
Number 34. No soul worthy of praises, Christ our Redeemer, worthy of glory, honor, and power, worthy of all our soul's adoration, worthy art thou. Worthy of riches, blessings, and honor, worthy of wisdom, glory, and power, worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving, worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Lift up the voice in praise and devotion. Saints of all earth before him should bow. Angels in heaven worship him, saying, worthy art thou, worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings and honor, worthy of wisdom, glory and power, worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving, worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Lord, may we come before thee with singing, filled with thy spirit, wisdom and power. May we ascribe thee glory and honor. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings and honor, worthy of wisdom, glory and power, worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving, worthy art thou, worthy art thou.
We'll now be led in prayer.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer to petition thee and give thee thanks in all things, Father. We have so much to be thankful for, Father. Thankful that thou art our God and we can talk to Thee at any time, Father. Father, we're thankful for this church here, saints of like precious faith, our families, and all the spiritual blessings, physical blessings that Thou bestow upon us, Father. We're also thankful for Thy Word, that as we study Thy Word, it guides us. We pray it makes us better Christians in Thy sight. We pray that we always worship here in the Spirit and truth, Father. Father, we always would be mindful of the ones that are with their physical infirmities, Father, that they'll be strengthened, healed, and comforted, Father. And Father, we ask You to be with the ones that have upcoming procedures and doctor's visits, that all will go well, Father. Father, we're always mindful of the ones that are serving in foreign lands in harm's way, that conflicts will be over and they'll be able to return home to their families, Father. Father, we ask Thee to be with us as we go to further exercise this service. We'll be attentive and listen to the words presented to us, Father, that always guide us. We ask Thee to forgive us where we err. These things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Before we partake of the Lord's Supper, we'll sing number 165. Number 165.
No soul, Jesus, on the night betrayed, honored God as He blessed the bread, and to His disciples said, "Thus remember Me, Jesus, given in our stead. Bless the fruit of the vine." And said, "This My blood for you is shed, so remember Me, Lord, we thank Thee for the bread and the cup from the nameless dread. Help us to discern our head and remember Me."
As we just sung the scripture to remember Him, we want to remember Christ and His sacrifice and the death that He died on the cross for our sins as we partake of this memorial feast. In an effort to better remember the purpose and the reason that we come together to worship and to remember, we'll read part of Isaiah chapter 53. He says, "Surely," in verse 4, "He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to come together to worship you and remember your Son's great sacrifice on the cross for us. The opportunity that he's given us to have access to eternal life and unity and fellowship with you by coming to this cruel earth and becoming man, living and dying as a man for our sin. We pray, Father, that you would forgive us of our sin, help us to live lives that are pleasing to you. We pray, Father, that you would help us to be able to make that sacrifice worthwhile. In Jesus Christ, we pray, amen.
Let's give thanks for the cup. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this cup. We're grateful for the blood that was shed on the cross so long ago that washes us clean. We pray that as we partake, that we'll do so always recognizing your Son's love for us and the blood that he shed. For it's through your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Before we give this morning, we'll sing number 43. Number 43.
No, God is the fountain whence 10,000 blessings flow. To Him my life, my health and friends, and every good I owe. The comforts He affords are neither few nor small. He is the source of fresh delights, my portion and my all. He fills my heart with joy, my lips attune for praise, and to His glory I'll devote the remnant of my days.
As we consider the many blessings that we have in our lives here in our country and the jobs that we have and the ability to work, to raise our families, to be able to provide for those less fortunate than ourselves, it's hard to imagine the depth and the poverty that many in the world go through each day. Back in 2 Corinthians, Paul talked about the Macedonians here in chapter 8 and verse 1. He said, "Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in great trial and affliction, the abundance of their joy, their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we should receive the gift, the fellowship of the ministering to the saints, and not only as we had hoped, but first they gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God." Our attitude as Christians should be that we give of ourselves first. If we give ourselves first in all that we do in our lives, in our relationships, in the ability to stand before the public, in our schools, in our work, in our communities, whatever relationships we have, if we give of ourselves first to God, then it will be an easy transition to give back a portion to God of what we've earned, because we'll see all of that that God's given us as His providential care to us and to others. And then by extension will be the providential care that God has provided for others. As we are mindful of these things, and if brethren have gone before in their willingness to sacrifice for God's service, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank You for all that You give to us and provide for us each day, far beyond our needs. We pray, Father, that we would concentrate on the sacrifice that Your Son made for us, that we would concentrate on the sacrifice that many who have gone before in the church have made. We pray that You would help us to make our hearts right and willing in all that we do to serve You, not just with our income and our money, but also with our time and the effort that we put forth in spreading Your gospel and taking care of the needs of other saints. Forgive us of our sins, Jesus Christ. Amen.
song after the sermon this morning will be number 272. Number 272. If you're able, please stand and sing number 48. Number 48.
No soul on Zion's glorious summit stood, a numerous host redeemed by blood. They hem their king in strains divine. I heard the song and strove to join. I heard the song and strove to join. Hear all who suffered sword or flame, for truth or Jesus' lovely name, shall victory now and hail the Lamb, and bow before the great I Am, and bow before the great I Am. While everlasting ages roll, eternal love shall feast their soul, and seeds of bliss forever new rise in succession to their view. Rise in succession to God of hosts on high adored, who like me thy praise should sing. O Almighty King, holy, holy, holy Lord. God of hosts on high adored, holy, holy, holy.
Please be seated.